That's right, my friends. It's time once again for the Underworld weekly delve into the unreleased, uncelebrated bands, local bands. Now, I shouldn't really say uncelebrated, and not all of them are unreleased, but they are all local. They're all local, and they all rock, and you know that because I told you so. Oh, you know that one rocks. That's, of course, Window Pane with Take the Pain. The first song I played was Angry Hill, Blame It on Me. And next, we've got I.
Drive. Yeah.
We've got a good show lined up for you today. Got Hammer back in the studio with us today, co-hosting with me. Looks like he's going to be taking over the show for me for a few weeks, coming up in late September through early November. So going to get him in here as much as we can. And for your pleasure, we have Coven of 13. It's going to show up in the studio very soon here. Going to hear a lot of their tunes and talk with them. We're going to have most of the band here, which is going to be pretty cool. And in the meantime, we're just going to keep on rocking. And next, we've got Q.
Yeah.
That's Q with Beautiful Liar. You can check them out on the web at www.thisisq.com. And I happen to know that the next show that they're going to have that's pretty local is going to be September 29th. It's a Friday, and it's going to be at Mark's Showplace, and they're going to have a lot of other great bands with them. Got Hammer here with me. Hey, Hammer.
And that show is sponsored by RageRockRadio.com.
Which happens to be the brainchild of Mr. Hammer. So how you doing today, man?
All right, man.
Good. We saw a pretty, well, you got part of a show. I saw a little more of a real good show on Saturday down at Reflections.
Yes.
That was
Mr. Michael Graves.
Yes, Michael Graves was really cool. The band that I specifically went to see was Mongrel.
Yes.
I hadn't caught them before. They put on a great show.
They're awesome. They're good guys.
Yeah, I really like them. I know Drew a little bit. I know Adam a little bit. The other guys I don't know that well, but they seem really cool. And wow, talk about some energy and audience participation in a show.
Yeah, those kids were nuts, man. Very much so.
Yeah, and they spent about half the time on the stage with them, which Mongrel seemed to like. Michael Graves, however, did not seem to like that at all.
No, he doesn't like that. I saw
his guitarist shoulder a couple of them off the stage, and then Michael Graves had a bunch of girls around him, and Drew from Mongrel jumped up and got a bunch of the guys off, but he left the girls around Michael Graves.
Yeah. His wife isn't into that stuff. It's kind
of
funny.
Good show, though. Michael Graves got a heck of a voice.
Yeah.
What a great voice.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The guy could be a lounge singer.
He could.
I ended up saying that to him later on that night when they played the Brick House.
The Brick House, yeah.
And he just kind of smirked and laughed, and his wife looked at me and went, yeah, you're right. You know, he really could be.
A lounge lizard. Yeah. So did he do the full makeup for...
Not
the Brick House?
Not the skull makeup. He did white makeup with kind of a black lightning bolt kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. When he does do it in full makeup, it's pretty striking looking. I mean, the full skull makeup's pretty cool.
He gets that hair whipping around and stuff on stage.
Yeah,
it's great.
The duct tape hat I thought was particularly interesting.
The electrical tape and duct tape pants that he wears too.
Yeah, he's a colorful kind of guy.
Yeah.
Good show, though.
Yep.
Well, let's play some more tunes. I've got Mindshot up next with I Still Try.
I'm
All right, I messed that up. Let's try the right CD player this time. There we go. Vegas Temper, the Craven. We've got Coven of 13 has now arrived. We're going to be meeting with them in just a few minutes. I want to take just a minute to remind you of a show that's on tonight and every Tuesday night that you must hear. It's called Black Knight Meditations. And Black Knight Meditations is a heathenish foray along the shining path. Oral ruminations of black, death, speed, thrash, gothic, doom, power, prog, shred, and traditional metal that's not broadcast via conventional or commercial airwaves, every Tuesday night from 10 to 2 a.m. For more information and playlists, you can go to www.blacknightmeditations.com. But your best bet is just to tune in right here at 106.1 FM WSCA every Tuesday night at 10. So we're going to be back in a few minutes with Coven of 13. We're going to listen to a few songs first. This first one is Colossus by Ogre.
A great Colossus
stupid Windows Media Player. That's the second dang time I've had an Ogre song going, and I've messed it up by trying to put something else up. I'm going to do that all over again. We're going to listen to Ogre, and then we're going to listen to Broken Society. Nope, that's not it.
I'm
That was Broken Society with Bringing Me Down. Got Coven of 13 in the studio with me right now, as well as Hammer. Gonna get with them as soon as we play one of Coven of 13 songs. That's Coven of 13 with Mock Me, and they're sitting right here in the studio with me. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. How about we get introduction from self-introduction and let us know when it's time to play around the room. Anybody start. I don't care.
Okay. I'm Deborah, known as the Druid. I'm one of the guitarists.
I'm Jessica Rain, and I'm the singer of Coven of 13.
I'm Dwayne Devane, and I play a little guitar.
I'm Kurt. I play drums.
And James is not here because he's working, because we're all poor musicians.
That's tragic, but somewhat inevitable, it seems. And for those of you at home, that was going from right to left. So remember that, right to left through the band. My right.
I'm
going to
switch it up later.
Sorry, I know that's stupid. I just like to be stupid a lot of times. So, so here we are. So talk. No, I'm sorry.
Well, we drove all the way up from, what? Someone's in Clinton, someone's in Haverhill, some are in Draycott. And we're just so happy to be in this lovely, happy state of New Hampshire. Did I do enough knee-highing on that?
No, wait. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh.
No, thanks for being here.
Yeah. We've been looking forward to this for a while.
Oh, I have, too. Back in, it must have been back in January, I put a feeler out on lolrocks.com trying to hook my daughter Kaylee, who's supposed to be my co-host of the show, but she doesn't make it very often because, you know, after doing a job for the whole summer, now she's taking driver's ed. So she's not going to be here for a few more months. And then she probably still won't be here. But she was on a show called The Blacklist, and we were just looking for local bands. And you guys were some of the first ones to contact me back, and I really appreciated that. And as soon as we got the show going, you guys have been, you know, we played you on the first show, and I don't know, out of, I don't know how many shows we've done, but we've played you quite a few times. But
thank you.
It's nice to finally have you here. So welcome to the underworld.
Thank you.
Well, instead of sitting here in silence, let's play some more music. What's the third song on this disc?
The third one?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Never mind. We'll just look. We've got time. Nobody's listening anyways.
Nobody's listening. We can say the name when it starts.
Yeah, this is, listeners of the show would probably be most familiar with this song. Actually, Sneaky Suspicions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
you guys have any good road stories for us?
Yes.
How's that
do.
For a segue? Pretty good, huh? I am the master.
Tell us about the chicken.
The chickens. Well, we had a road trip out to Adams, Mass. And if anybody knows, that's sort of out in the boonies, but a fun place.
Way out there.
And the way the lovely MapQuest took us was through the boonies, through almost to New York border there.
Aren't those things the best?
Oh, you gotta love them.
I once went to the DMV by driving all over New Hampshire through the miracle of MapQuest. Okay, keep going.
You gotta love it. Well, by the time we got up and through the mountains, we only had one station in New York. And guess what we found out? Party trivia fact number 89. Did you know that chickens have earlobes?
I did not.
They not only have earlobes, but if they have white ones, you have white eggs. And if they have red earlobes, that's where your brown eggs come from.
What if they have pierced earlobes?
We have like Swiss chard going here.
Eggs. Brown eggs were local eggs and local eggs were fresh.
It's just a myth, they tell you. Try to sell brown eggs.
And then, let's see, we had the turkeys on the way, too. We wanted to stop for supper and, you know, take a few turkeys out.
You got to back up a little bit. Where did you find the illuminating information about chicken?
It was on the radio.
Oh, okay.
It was the only radio station that came in.
And it played like all like country music and stuff like that?
Right out of the barn.
It was from the Farmer's Almanac or something. I don't know.
And we knew the latest price on pork bellies.
It really was. They actually said it was a party trivia fact, too. It's like, who would want to learn that at a party?
Woo! We know how to party here!
Well, then the way home, too, you know. Kurt and I are fighting over the radio station in the front, like five-year-old kids all the way home. But, you know, that makes the trips the best.
I won. Just
wait a second. Also, you won. Okay. Don't forget, too, when we played, I think the cops came and told us to turn down.
Yeah, because we were too loud. And we were the only, weren't we the first band that played?
What were you doing, disturbing the cows?
I guess.
They're going to give sour milk now.
Have mercy.
Mabel's got her sewing circle in the morning, and she's got to be rested.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Sheffield,
we're very unique.
Odd.
Yeah, odd too.
Odd's good. If somebody could see this room, they would have never seen so much black in their lives. I never comment on people's attire, except for the one time when we had an excellent drummer in here, whose name is escaping me, and he's going to kill me. Anyways, we had three people in black t-shirts, and he's like wearing this green polo shirt, and so I had to give him a hard time about that.
But
this is a properly rocked out crowd here, I must say.
We have some color. I mean, I'm wearing a little bit of white, and then Kurt's wearing blue jeans. So we have some color.
Hey.
And I have my pink and black striped Pippi Longstocking on acid socks.
Those are awesome, by the way. As well as the huge...
platoon boots.
Yeah, the 4-inch, maybe only 2-inch platform boots. Those rock.
Yes.
Those are platform jump boots, aren't they?
They're platoon boots that I got online somewhere, so... When I'm on stage, I'm 6'2" and I can scare people.
Somewhere.
You're lucky that Kaylee, the hard rocking maiden of metal, is not here because she'd be forcibly trying to remove those from your feet.
Yikes.
But then she'd wear them in auto shop at school. Totally. I'm not kidding. She would.
That's awesome.
She's a good kid. Hi, Kay. She can't even hear us because she's driving in a car. Then they won't even let her listen to the radio.
No.
Aww.
It's pathetic.
Wait, for driver's ed?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's very sad.
That's
alert the media.
Yeah.
Holy
hey, we are the media at the moment.
Oh. Call the paparazzos.
So where are you guys going to be playing next?
In Oxford, Massachusetts on the 23rd of this month.
At Rox's.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where is Oxford?
It's between Worcester and Connecticut.
Ooh, it's down there a ways.
Yeah.
That's like the last weekend for about a month that I'm going to be able to catch a show anywhere. And I will do my very best to be there for that because I've got to catch you guys live. Because the music rocks and, you know, darkness is great.
Yeah, we put on a show. We definitely put on a show. I don't think anybody stays still in the whole band.
No.
We're dripping by the time we're ending.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. That's rock, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe, you know, it's funny, if Hammer doesn't have a mic in front of him, he doesn't talk.
That's not cool.
You just don't hear him.
Yeah, but when I grab the mic, it looks phallic.
Oh. All right, so we've got some issues over here.
Have to go with the bat, right?
Do you need a tissue?
Well, let's play another one of your songs.
Play the cameo one. I'll show you where to bleep.
Okay, all right.
I'll show you where to bleep.
This is going to have some surreptitious bleeping in it.
Just one.
So bleep. when you hear the radio go dead, that's the spot. All right, here we go. Here it comes.
I'm tired.
Hey, it is 4:01, and you're listening to WSCALP Portsmouth. That's 106.1 FM. And I don't know what else I'm going to say. I do that every time. Hey, this is Hour Past. Come on, go. Sorry by Hour Past. They're going to be my guests on the show next week. We haven't done this before, but I'm planning on making it an entire hour of just Hour Past. We'll see how that goes. I'm hoping that I can get in a little bit early and play some of the other great local music that you've come to know and love here on the Underworld. But definitely hour past 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock next Tuesday, which would be September 19th. And I'm really excited for that one. This next song is it's by Mongrel, and I was fortunate enough to be in their presence as they performed this song last Saturday at Reflections Lounge down in Massachusetts, and it's a great song. They're a great band. It was a lot of fun, and this song is I Refuse. Mongrel. Yeah, let's take a quick look at the weather. It's gorgeous out there today. Love September. Tonight, clear with a low around 46, south wind 5 miles an hour, becoming west. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Wednesday night, slight chance of showers after 11 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 53. Chance of precipitation tomorrow night of 20%. Thursday, showers likely mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Chance of precipitation, I can't even say that word today, 60%. It's not going to be much, though. It says less than a tenth of an inch. Thursday night, showers likely, mainly before 11, cloudy with a low around 59. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. So a little rainier on Thursday, but for today, it's gorgeous outside. And this next song is Spawning Echoes by Spawning Echoes.
Thank you. Oh,
It's quiet. So that's Spawning Echoes with their song Spawning Echoes. You can check them out at spawningechoes.com. Deep breath. Okay.
Anyway.
We're going to listen to me breathe.
For something completely different.
So here we are. It's 4:16. This is The Underworld and Coven of 13 and Hammer from Rage Rock Radio.
Everyone say hello.
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 I already said hello.
What is this, all the sexy again. Voice time hellos?
Hello.
Hey,
hello, baby.
How
hello.
You doing, huh? Oh, my gosh, Deborah. I should move because I'm sitting right next to you. Oopsie.
Oh, okay. You people are crazy.
Yes, we are.
So happy.
I know you are, but what am I?
I got a question for you guys. How long you guys been together and how many different incarnations of this band have you been through?
Oh, have mercy. Okay, the quick history, it's technically the first group got together May 1st of 2004, and we played our first gig 6 weeks later. We made 6 songs in 6 weeks.
That's quick.
Yeah, that's aggressive, yeah. And then our bass and singer had to move out of state by the end of the summer, beginning of that fall, so we went through quite a few bass and singers. Actually, for quite a while, it's very difficult to keep people in there and knowing the dedication and the fact that you basically lose the majority of your social life if you're in a band. If you don't like it, sorry, man, there's the door.
Yeah, social
it's
life is at the club.
Exactly. Social life is your band and going out for gigs, and that's it.
So you better like them.
Yeah, exactly.
So how long have you had the current incarnation of the band?
I have been in the band since April. My first show was April 7th. And I had only practiced with the band a couple times. And
You gotta speak up.
Sorry.
I can't hear you.
Sorry.
Oh. You're a vocalist. Get on the mic.
Eat that mic up, girl.
Thank you. That's good.
Was that good enough?
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been in the band since April?
Yes.
And that's cool. So how did... We were talking a little bit, but... How did you guys join forces here in the beginning?
Well, Dwayne and I started the band, and we hooked up with Kurt, the drummer, very shortly thereafter.
Via the internet.
Via the internet, of course. Everything is the internet.
Yes.
But you guys are going the total...
Actually,
you guys are wimping out on me here. You're telling me how you got the name of the band. Come
okay,
on,
okay, we'll do... Okay, if you're okay... We were trying to shy away from that, but since you asked for it,
no,
you
don't have to shy away from that. This is New England. This is a tradition. You know, it's
This is traditional New England. You're right.
That's right.
This is where it all happened.
That's right.
Yeah, because a couple of us here were actually looking to start a coven. It was going to be called Coven of 13, and we met a couple of nice people here and there, but the rest of them were really wannabes, as I call them. So Dwayne turned around and said, "Hey, let's make it into a band." Bingo. There you go.
So the others wanted to wear the clothes and have people to hang out with, but
they
didn't want to live the life or what?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So
I read the book. Oh, I can do this. Sorry, it's a little more than that.
Okay. So I don't know.
Do you guys do animal sacrifices and stuff like that?
Thanks,
no.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's horrible.
We could. It's not a problem.
So many people think we're like Satanists or something.
We don't believe in it. It's like, oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
All Hollywood.
It's all Hollywood. Exactly. It is all Hollywood. It's all malarkey. It's all baloney. It's
Bologna.
Like, yeah,
Bologna.
Yes. My baloney has our first. Okay,
but you know, Hollywood's made a lot of money off of those stupid ideas.
Yeah, well, hey, if you can cash in, go for it, you know.
Well,
money's always a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what drives Hollywood, we all know.
Yeah, this is true.
I've got a very good friend who's just the sweetest, actually two very good friends who are the sweetest Wiccans you could ever meet. And I don't know if that's, you know, the same as what you guys do.
Friends that are Wicca, and you know, we follow some of us follow more of an ancient path.
Okay,
you know, but it's the same idea, same, you know, base. So it's not a big deal. But we try not to totally promote it to other people. That's one of the things. The two things that are not allowed in our music is full blown religion or politics. Because you know what, people are paying to be entertained. If they want to have your attitude, go put CNN on.
There you go. We're not here to. to save the world, we just want to rock.
Exactly.
We had to corrupt it.
There you go.
That's why we came here, so we can corrupt all the people out there.
Well, for the people in this room, I think the job has already been done, but maybe we can, you know, sow the seeds as well.
Well, thank you.
Spread the disease.
Well, I would say, you know, you don't want to spread diseases, so cover your coven.
Oopsie. That was so bad.
I don't even know what that means.
What was that, dude?
I have no idea.
You forgot to hit the mute button.
Oops, I'm a dudette. Okay, sorry.
So, next song we're going to play from your disc is Green.
Invest in that delay pretty soon, right?
Everybody's favorite
song. You know, we've
song.
Got the delay, but it doesn't flip and work. I tried to use it once, and you can hit that button. Wow, you can hear that. Boom. You can hit the button. It
studio's
going to
fall over, kid.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know. We're on a shoestring budget here. So tell me about the song Green. We haven't talked much about your music. Anyone. Okay, who writes lyrics?
Well, some of the lyrics were from the original singer and a couple of them from me, but Jessica has been writing all the newer ones too. But it doesn't matter because when you come into this band, you become those lyrics. That's part of it.
So, yeah, well, like, what is Green about anyways? I just play guitar. I don't listen to the music. I just play the guitar.
It's everybody's favorite song. It's also called the Nani Nani Boo Boo song.
Yes.
And what does Nani Nani Boo Boo song
if
mean?
If you listen to the chorus of it, it's...
Nana Nana La 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 Nani Nani Boo Boo.
Okay.
Everybody loves this song because it's like... it's sort of like a sadistic fairy tale. For kids.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Come here, children.
Exactly. Sit down, shut up, and listen.
Well, the beginning, like, it does go, now little ones, hush. And sit very still.
Shut up, kids. Sit down and shut up.
It's a Mother Goose thriller.
All right, well, let's listen to it. This is Green.
Thank you.
That was awesome. I'm going to say it very quietly for starters.
Telephone number.
All right. If you want to ask these crazy people anything, then you can call us at 430-9722. That's 430-WSCA in the 603 area code, of course. And if you're listening to this on the web, or if you're listening to it on the podcast, then it's too late. You can't listen. Actually, on the web, they could. But
and the number again is?
603-430-WSCA. 603-430-9722.
Very
sorry.
Good.
Hey, and if, and you can check out the Underworld website and listen to the podcast and silly pictures and stuff like that at www.underworldrock.com. And you can send me emails, let me know of bands that you want to hear on, tell me how awesome the bands I've had on are, and, you know, tell us how much we suck or whatever you want to do. Just, you know, abuse us. We can take it.
Well, if you want to come up here, you don't tell them they suck. That's not nice.
No, not telling you guys. Not telling you guys. Telling me how much my show sucks. Not
it
the
doesn't.
Bands. The
it's
bands
awesome.
Are the bands obviously rock, or I wouldn't have them here in the first place. That's aww. Rule number one. Band has to rock. Number two, they have to be local, and those are two hard and fast rules. Just don't mess around with those.
And they got to be pretty.
Party.
when applicable, it doesn't hurt.
But,
why
the
are they here?
But I gotta tell you, these guys. Yeah, I was gonna say these guys. Actually, all three of these guys. You just you don't cut it. Sorry.
I'm the sexiest beast you'll ever seen.
Keyword was beast.
So what is Green about? I started asking you that, and then we got messing around. What's that song about? Somebody talk to me.
Green's about making fun of really the rich people who think they have everything. But you know what? They're actually very miserable people because sometimes the simple things in life are priceless.
Are we talking about the idle rich? Are we talking, you know, the Paris Hilton type?
Yeah, the Paris Hilton
I don't think she
type.
Looks too sad.
No, you must
right
be
now
talking about the idle ones.
Well, I'll be happy to fill that position. Who wants to buy me a Hummer? A BMW or a Mercedes.
I couldn't afford the gas for
any kickers.
No, I think it's really about people who put too much stock in material value and
correct
they forget about the fine things in life, which is your friends and your family and the world around you. That
they
thing,
don't
I think
take
that's
the time
the song
to smell
really
the flowers.
Well, that's
deep.
Well, that's cool.
Deep. So, oh my gosh, that's getting scary. No, that's true. Deep. Scary but true.
Because you can't stereotype somebody because they're rich either.
No, but sometimes it's fun anyway.
Yeah, of course it is. We're musicians. We're poor, so we're going to stereotype them. It's a good thing.
So, where have you guys played up here in this area? Because let's just talk New Hampshire for a minute, since that's where I happen to live and where this show's broadcast from. Where have you appeared in the past?
Let's see. We've played quite a few times at Millie's out in Manchester, and yep, that's definitely a fun place. They have some. They make their own funky beers and weird stuff. They brew their own stuff. And if you're cool in a band, you can get, like, tickets. So you can get, like, cheap beers from them or something.
Yeah. We all know how much the guys like beers.
Yeah. And then we've played at Rocco's a few times in Manchester. And I'll tell you, the people that work there are really, they're just fun, nice, down-to-earth people. It's a fun place. They have a downstairs and upstairs.
That's cool. I haven't made it there yet.
It's not bad. It's quaint, it's nice, and it's easy to play. And then we finally one time got to play at the Dover Brick House on, you know, that was a nice slip, huh? hello. Okay. Leave it to me. We played the Dover Brick House on a Wednesday metal night with a band
back
called
Back to that
I
delay thing again.
Yeah, where's that button?
Yeah, where's that button? Leave it to the druid. Oh, gosh, I'm going to.
Nobody's appreciating that slip more than I.
Oh, baby, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Anyway, poor that hammer place is really nice to play. The essence of the sound is fantastic. We really had a good time playing. They're really nice people.
Awesome. One of my goals is I've been talking with them, and we'll see how far it goes. I'm hoping that I can start getting some of the bands that I bring in on the show in for shows at Bourbon's here in Portsmouth. down in something's very funny. I don't know what it
poor
is.
Poor Deb.
That's where we just went to lunch.
Sure, no, Red.
Yeah, at the Muddy River Smokehouse.
I seen a sign up in the bathroom talking about live entertainment coming back or something.
Yeah, yeah. For a while they were they didn't have bands for just a little while, and now they've got the music back, and they've got new people running the basement where they do the music, and they've been bringing a lot of bands. So hopefully we can get something going with them. I'm hoping.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You guys all right over there?
Yeah, I think so. She's just having one of her Deb moments. She has them a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's a blonde thing.
Oh! I'll smack you.
Oh, my wife. I call my wife Blondie all the time because she is, and that's just the nickname she's had forever now. And there's nothing she loves quite as much as when I bring her a new blonde joke. She just could tear my heart out with her bare hands.
Am I able to say a blonde joke right now?
What's that?
Am I able to say a blonde joke right now?
Absolutely.
You might be able to use it later.
How do you get a one-eyed blonde out of a tree? You
wave to her.
Damn! But I'm
fine. Oh, man. Let's do some music. How many more songs do we have?
Two more on that CD.
Okay. Well, we'll do one of those, and then we're going to move on with some other music for a few minutes, and then we'll come back with you guys a little bit more.
Do you want to know what the next one's about?
Yeah, tell me what the next one's about. Tell me about this song. What's going on with this?
Utter Despair. That actually originated.
Yes!
It's awesome. That actually originated from part of it was part of a gray man's spirit that was following me around. It's very disparaging. But it's actually pretty cool. It's a nice song, and the music comes from somebody's beeping. Who the heck is that? Okay, somebody's phone on. It's not Kurt's phone. Well, anyway, get to the bloody music. Okay.
Utter Despair.
I'm yeah.
Well, that was completely messed up and completely my fault. We're going to give that song another play because that's not supposed to happen that way. Good grief, I'm an idiot. That's what it would sound like if Windowpane and Kevin of 13 joined forces.
This is Deborah
and Jessica
from Coven of 13, and you're listening to The Underworld on WSCA 106.1 FM. And what's the number, sir?
That'd be 430-9722.
Erie code 603 in this wonderful state of Massachusetts.
New Hampshire!
Bam! In what is it, the Granite State?
The Granite State.
The Granite State. I'm full of it today, okay.
Well, we're gonna play a few songs back to back here. We're gonna play Windowpane, Inhale, and Mask, and then we'll be back a little bit more with Coven of 13.
Hunger without sacrifice. This I will maintain. of me, all the things I wanna see cannot be this today. All the things I wanna see, all the things I wanna be cannot be this today. The end has brand, the end has come, the end has taken everything away. I don't want it anymore, just go. I don't want it anymore, just leave. Go away, stay away, leave me here to die. I just want the end. His brand is the end. Has come the end. Has taken everything away. I don't want this anymore, anymore. I don't need this. Just one more. The end has been the end. Has come the end. Has taken everything away. I don't want this. I just need this. I don't feel this. I just crave this. I don't want this. I just need this. I don't feel this. We'll be right back.
That last one was Hurricane by Mask. Oh, and we're just about out of time with Covenant of 13.
Oh, no.
I know. We just got started.
Oh, the humanity.
And no one called. How dare you?
No one called. You know what, though? Rarely do we get calls unless it's somebody's mom, brother, or, you know, significant other. Yeah, the police.
They're afraid of us.
The FCC banging on our door. What are you guys doing in there?
Fixing it away.
Talking about the Dover Brick House.
Brick House. Now we get a phone call. All right, let's see what happens. We might be able to squeeze this in.
Telephone.
WSCA, this is Mike, and you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike, this is Hammer from RidgeRockRadio.com.
Hammer, you found a microphone.
Yes, I did, actually. How are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm outside in the parking lot hanging out with the birds and stuff, and it's a nice breeze out. 66.6 degrees outside right now.
Yes. We just got an awesome picture.
Red rum.
All right. Well, we are just about out of time, so we're going to have to wrap this up. So thanks for calling in, Hammer. You're the one person who cared enough to call today.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye, brother.
That was funny.
Well, thanks for coming in today, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. We had a fantastic time.
It's my pleasure, and I'm going to do everything I can to be down at your show on the 23rd.
Well, thank you.
It's in Oxford, Mass, 23rd of September.
And where can people check out your website?
At covenof13.com.
Yes, it's one of those cryptic ones. It's so hard to remember. Oh, that's awesome. And if somehow people can't remember that, if they go to underworldrock.com, they can find numerous links to your website, as well as the blog has links all over it to you guys and to Hammer and Rage Rock Radio. And thanks a lot for coming again, Hammer.
Thanks for having me.
And he's going to be a pretty regular co-host here, it seems, and he's going to be taking over the show for me in a few weeks while I work like 75 hours a week, so you guys will be at his mercy. So we got time for one more song, and it's the Itch by somebody these guys might have heard of. They're not the Itch. Such an idiot. That's the sound of the mic on my head, but it's got a windscreen, so it's not so much fun. Okay, let's try it again. The Tease?
Yes, the Tease.
The Tease by Covenant 13.
That's self-explanatory.
Well, again, thanks a lot for coming to be on the show with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Always my pleasure. And next week's guest is going to be Hour Past, and that's going to be another one that you definitely want to tune in for. So we're going to leave with Covenant 13.